USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In Arizona, the Democrat wins. Republican Martha McSally concedes the Arizona Senate race to Democrat Kristen Sinema after a vote recount, which has gone on now for a week since the midterm election. McSally on Twitter saying, "Congrats to Kristen Sinema. I wish her success. I'm grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. I'm inspired by Arizonan spirit, and our state's best days are ahead of us." To the wildfire crisis now in California, where three wildfires still not contained. At least 31 people killed, almost 7,000 homes and businesses destroyed. As for the situation in Malibu and the surrounding area, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says,
"Our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong, strong winds."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Switching gears now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects the savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It stands at $2.68 per gallon.
New details emerging about the death of the Washington Post journalist killed at the Saudi embassy in Turkey. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head." It took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and 15 minutes to cut up the body.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Jim Acosta situation not fading away. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
President Trump took questions from reporters, and one was about CNN's Jim Acosta, who had his press credentials revoked by the White House, the president hinting in his response he might take similar action against other reporters. Meanwhile, CNN may be preparing a lawsuit against the White House for suspending Acosta's pass. Former ABC White House correspondent Sam Donaldson says CNN has sued the Trump administration and that he's been asked to submit an affidavit, though the cable network says so far no decision on a lawsuit's been made. And according to Representative Adam Schiff, once in control of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrats will look at whether or not the president's abused his power by targeting leading press organizations.
NASCAR's second-to-last race taking place on Veterans Day just outside Phoenix, Arizona. USA Radio's Tim Berg at the event.
Kyle Busch won the Can-Am 500, which was held at ISM Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. I had a chance to catch up with Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him what it means for him to be racing on Veterans Day weekend.
It's special. Anytime, I think any way we can honor our military is what's the most important thing, you know. And I said the sport takes a minute to stop and recognize our military, not just this weekend, but every week. Can race.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.